Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jayden Forster.
Yes, he's a bit sleepy this morning, but we believe he's with us. Hello, Jayden.
I am, PT. Good morning.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. Just quickly, should touch on James Caan, the passing of one of Hollywood's greats at the age of 82. And, he will be sadly missed, won't he?
Oh, indeed. You know, a fantastic career, and what a great innings to get to the age of 82. Yeah, very, very, very sad for anybody who's a fan of The Godfather and his other work like Misery and many, many other things.
Yeah. Silverchair frontman Daniel Johns, he's had a quite tumultuous life, to say the least, has avoided jail over high-range drink driving.
Yeah, he has. So this was a couple of days ago now. And, of course, there'll be a lot of debate and conversation, really, around whether or not he should be locked up and whether there's one rule for the general public and one rule for the rich and famous. But in this particular case, I think the court probably got it right with the 10-month community corrections order. Obviously not condoning drink driving or any illegal behaviour for that matter. It was Daniel's own decision to get plastered. It was his decision to get behind the wheel of a car. And of course, we know the outcome of that. He's had an accident on the wrong side of a major highway in Newcastle, and he has to accept the consequences for that. But he is doing that. He immediately checked himself into rehab. He went there for 3 to 4 months, and his lawyer says now that he's been sober for 4 weeks since his release. So if you read his statements and you sort of look at the big picture, he does seem genuinely remorseful, and I don't really think a stint behind bars probably would have really helped anybody anyway. So hopefully he can now get on the straight and narrow and get back to doing what he loves, and that's making great music.
Yeah, and he won't be driving for a while either. Now, a few weeks ago, we were talking about baby John Burgess, very sick in hospital. How's his recovery going from sepsis?
Yeah, he's doing okay. He's certainly not 100%, and he won't be for a couple of months after that whole ordeal back in February. I had a quick chat to him on Monday, and he doesn't have any symptoms like he did when he went to hospital back in February. His only really remaining side effect is that he's lacking energy, and his doctors tell him that that will probably be the case for at least the next 6 months. So still quite a road to go yet. But he's very, very lucky. He dodged a bullet back then in February. His wife was sort of the saving grace, made that call to get an ambulance, and his doctors started treating him basically as soon as he got to hospital. They knew what they were doing, and that's why, sort of, as he told me when we spoke at great length in his first interview after leaving hospital back then, that why he's now working to raise awareness of sepsis and its signs and its symptoms. There's a new clinical standard that was launched on Friday, encouraging doctors to be familiar with the signs, and he's also encouraging all of us to know the signs and the symptoms so we can inevitably save lives as well. So, yeah, great outcome for baby John to a story that, well, could have ended very, very differently.
Yeah, absolutely. Jayden Forster, to wrap up this morning, I'm not a big fan of reading or listening to reviews of movies, but the reviews are in for the new Thor movie. Please enlighten us.
They are in, and they are mixed. They're probably average at best. Some people are saying that it's more sort of style over substance, more comedy than the last film, and more etched in the rom-com space in a way, given the storyline that plays out around Natalie Portman's character. Rotten Tomatoes has it at around 72%. That, I don't think, will necessarily stop people from going to see it, but word of mouth may. I had a friend who went to see it yesterday. It's not really my cup of tea, but I had a friend who went to see it yesterday, and they said it's very, very cheesy and corny and just didn't really hit the mark. So, as I said, I haven't seen it myself, but if you look at the promo, the trailer, I should say, that sort of also does look a little bit corny as well. So that may be sort of bang on the money. But I guess, you know, you are the ultimate judge. Go and see it for yourself and then pass judgment yourself.
We'll make up our own minds, as I did with Elvis, because I saw some mixed reviews about Elvis and I absolutely loved it, thought it was an absolutely fantastic movie. So, yes, everyone's point of view does differ. Jayden Forster with the Big Show Entertainment Report. Have a great weekend and we'll catch you next Friday.
I'll catch you then.